from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN accuses Syria of crimes against humanity. Massive extermination of detainees. That's what the United Nations investigators accused Syria of carrying out on Monday. Paula Pinheiro is the chairperson of the Independent Commission of Inquiry on the Syrian Arabic Republic.
The commission concludes that these violations amount to crimes against humanity and war crimes. Detainees are subjected to violations on a mass scale in governmental detention centers. Prisoners are routinely tortured and beaten, forced to live in unsanitary and overcrowded cells with little food and no medical care. Many perish in detention.
The UN investigation said the government of President Bashar al-Assad is holding tens of thousands of detainees. Turkey and Germany have agreed to a set of measures aimed at tackling the Syrian refugee crisis. Dorian Jones is in Istanbul and files this report for VOA.
Chancellor Merkel called Russia's massive bombing campaign in northern Syria appalling and vowed to work with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu to ensure Moscow complied with United Nations Security Council resolutions. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan urged European leaders to press Moscow to end its operations if the EU expected help in stemming the tide of migrants into Europe. Following their Monday meeting, Davutoğlu said he and Merkel had agreed on several measures. The Prime Minister said German and Turkish agencies will start working together against people smugglers, adding that working with Germany, Turkey will increase joint police and security force efforts to stop illegal migration. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
This is VOA News. At least 35 migrants drowned in the Aegean Sea on Monday, trying to reach Greece from Turkey. Turkey's Coast Guard rescued seven people as two boats sank in separate accidents off the Turkish coast. Both vessels were en route to the Greek island of Lesbos. U.S. President Obama says he's concerned but not surprised by North Korea's rocket launch on Sunday. In a CBS interview that aired today, Mr. Obama said he's been concerned about North Korea's behavior for a while and that he talked with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday before the launch about the need to really tighten the noose on North Korea. VOA News spoke with Daniel Pinkston, a lecturer in international relations with Troy University in Seoul, South Korea.
I don't think anything, any kind of sanctions or anything else other than force or some internal revolutionary change in North Korea would get them off this track. It's part of their identity.
The UN Security Council on Sunday vowed to adopt a new resolution about the launch right away. A Taliban suicide bomber today killed at least three Afghan soldiers and wounded more than 18 others in the northern Balkh province. The violence comes 2 days after Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the U.S. announced that direct peace talks between Afghan government and Taliban representatives would take place by the end of the month. There's growing speculation in Myanmar that longtime opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi would become the country's next president following an announcement that nominations for the office won't be revealed until the middle of next month. Aung San Suu Kyi's party won an overwhelming victory in last year's general election, but she is constitutionally barred from the presidency under Article 59, which prohibits anyone with children holding foreign citizenship from the nation's top position. The nominations were expected this month, and political observers suspect that the announcement has been delayed in order to create space for continuing negotiations between Aung San Suu Kyi and the military. A permanent amendment to the Constitution would need 75% of both houses of parliament before going to national referendum, and the military controls 25% of those seats. A human rights group wants Egypt's president to condemn comments by his justice minister that appeared to advocate the mass killing of Muslim Brotherhood supporters. In a letter on Monday to President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Human Rights Watch said the president should make clear that his government does not endorse Justice Minister Ahmed al-Zin's remarks that he would not be satisfied until 10,000 Brotherhood members were killed for every slain member of the armed forces. Al-Zin made the remarks on January 28th. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.